I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots, our program affectionately called Jews, Blues, and Beyond. Some call George Gershwin the greatest American composer, but you can't do a Jews and Blues program now without playing Gershwin. He was born in Brooklyn in 1898, named Jacob by his Russian-Jewish immigrant parents Morris and Rose Gershowitz. The question of how Jewish-sounding or not Gershwin's music is remains, and I'd add that how bluesy or jazzy his music was is also worth considering. This is the bluesiest I've heard him be. It's George Gershwin at the piano in 1928 with his Prelude No. 2.
Death knew not why. For if the children of Israel were supposed to multiply, why must any of the children die? So he asked the Lord, and the Lord said, man means nothing. He means less to me than the lowliest cactus flower, the humblest yucca tree. He chases round this desert, 'cause he thinks that's where I'll be. That's why I love mankind. I recoil in horror from the fineness of thee, from the squalor in the filth, in the misery. How we laugh up here in heaven, the prayers you offer me. That's why I love mankind. Christians and the Jews. We're having a jamboree. The Buddhists and the Hindus join on satellite TV. Pick the four greatest priests, and they began to speak. Say, Lord, a plague is on the world. Lord, no man is free. The temples that we built to you tumble into the sea. Lord, if you won't take care of us, won't you please, please let us be? And the Lord said, and the Lord said, I burn down your cities, how blind you must be. I take from you your children, and you say, how blessed are we. You all must be crazy to put your faith in me. That's why I love mankind. You really need me. That's why I love mankind.
God's Song, That's Why I Love Mankind, with Randy Newman writing himself in as the voice of the Lord. I always call Randy Newman a kind of ironic camper at the edge of Tin Pan Alley West in Hollywood. Coming up, our interview with the venerable record producer Jerry Wexler from back a little closer to Tin Pan Alley East in New York City. Jerry Wexler mentions three musical geniuses with whom he's worked, including Aretha Franklin. And this is from her 1970 LP, Young, Gifted, and Black. It's a story of discontent with a lot of soul, maybe Jewish soul. Aretha's border song, Holy Moses, on American Roots.
Holy Moses, I have been removed. I have seen the specter, he has been here too. Distant cousin from down the line, brand of people who ain't my kind. Now the wind has changed direction. I think I'll have to leave. Won't you please excuse my frankness, but it's not my cup of tea. Holy Moses, I have been deceived. Yes, I have. I'm going back to the
Grant Green on guitar with his band, Kenny Drew piano, Ben Tucker bass, and Ben Dixon drums with their version of the theme from the 1961 movie Exodus, written by Ernest Gold. Saxophonist Eddie Harris had a top 40 pop hit with it earlier in the same year. In just a minute, we'll hear from the Jewish stickball player out of Washington Heights, New York City, who went on to produce some of the biggest R&B hits ever, lots of them, on American Roots.